I just wanted to say congrats on win number 400 for Scott. Just what were your overall thoughts on the game tonight?
I thought we had a great first period. Second period, obviously they had a couple power plays, and that took a little momentum from us. I didn't think it was our best period offensively, but we didn't give up anything defensively. And then the third period, I think we got away from trying to put pucks to the net, particularly off the rush in the first, probably first half of that period. And then you get into some special teams, and I thought we were a little too deliberate on breaking out of our zone in the last maybe 8 minutes, and just that kind of allowed them, I think, to get some forechecks that they really shouldn't have had.
And then a big night for Tyson Forrester. What have you sort of noticed from him? I know he had the injury early, so it took him a little bit maybe to get going, but obviously a big game for him tonight.
Yeah, he's he works hard every day, and tonight, just on that first goal that he scored, was all his effort, getting in on the forecheck, putting some pace, and putting the Hershey defense on its heels, and we created the turnover, and he was the benefactor of his own work.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Tony. Patrick?
Yes, Coach, congratulations on the 400th win. What does that number mean to you? I mean, just in terms of sort of taking stock of the long journey that you've been on now, really going back from being a player in the 80s to where you are today.
Two things. It means I'm old, and there's also a lot of losses, and I'm glad they don't print those. But no, it's I've obviously coached a few years in the American League, and the success that you have as a coach is a lot of times attributed to, actually most of the times attributed to having good players, and I've been very fortunate here. We have had some really good teams here. We've had some teams. My first year was probably the toughest year up till last year. The first year, I think it was just even before I got the job, we knew it was going to be a difficult situation because there weren't a lot of draft picks. I think that at that time there were probably only six draft picks that were in the lineup, and with the exception of last year, we had all the injuries. We've had some fun teams to coach, and players that really have made us as coaches look good.
As a young player, you went through some really interesting times. You went your first year in Fredericton, then second year in Baltimore. The team wins 13 games. You go through that experience. What are some of the things that you tried to take from your playing days into your coaching days and carry with you all the way through to now?
Well, I know, and I've actually had this conversation, not about me, but trying to impress upon players that it's not a sprint to get to the NHL, but there has to be some understanding too that you can't wait forever to try to get there. And I think every day, if you're putting forth your best effort and doing everything you need to do to get better, then you're going to give yourself the best opportunity. I think some players, they don't realize that the NHL teams, they continue to draft after they drafted you, and they're not going to wait forever. So you have to have some urgency to how you prepare and work. And to tie that into with my situation, when after my first 2 years, I went down to the East Coast League, and the East Coast League wasn't even a like it was over. And it was at that point where I said, what I was doing wasn't working, and I'm just gonna have fun and work hard and see where it takes me. And that was really the turning point of my career, because I don't think at that time it was even a thought process that I might get into coaching after playing. And had I not had that approach, I wouldn't have been back with Quebec the following year and playing for their farm team and get my first start in the NHL after, pretty much a year after I'd been sent to the East Coast League. So you know, my race was, it took me 4 years to get the NHL, and it was a process. And I don't think it really could have been done any other way than the way that it happened. I didn't play on a great team, so I had to find ways my first 2 years to get better. And those experiences allowed me to figure out ways to get better, and forced me to have to get better. And the end result is I'm here today.
What was your first inkling as a player that you thought, maybe I want to become a coach? Maybe this is something for me.
I was with the Olympic team, and we were playing over in right before the Olympics, and the coaches came in and gave it to the one of the players pretty bad, pretty hard. And I had Keith Kachuk was actually the player. He came up to me, and he was only 19 years old at the time. And he said to me, hey, go talk to him. He's really rattled. And, you know, like I sit there and I'm like, you know, I was in a situation where he had seen me all year do that. And I really wasn't paying attention to that particular situation. But that was it was something that after it was said and done, and I went over and talked to the player. I kind of sat back and I thought about that, and it, you know, people, you don't know when people are watching or paying attention. And here's a 19-year-old kid out of college, first freshman in college, and left school early to play on the Olympic team. And he's taking notice of contributions that I'm making that have nothing to do with stopping the puck. And so, you know, at that point, you know, like there's an element of leadership that you either do it or you don't do it. And sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. And, you know, my experience and being an older player on the team was just something that had kind of developed as the years went on. And I can tell you my first exhibition game after coming from college, where I think our longest road trip was up to Maine. It was four hours, and we played two games, and that was it. Everything was under 2 hours, sleep in your own bed. And we were going to play an exhibition game in Halifax and Fredericton, and I was trying to figure out how long it was going to take us there. And I'd worked out the mileage to be an hour and a half. And after about an hour and a half, I'm like, we're still not there. And then I redid the math on the trip, and it was going to be another, I think, 3 hours. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, we're driving 4.5 hours, not knowing anything about the American Hockey League, to play an exhibition game. We've got to drive that distance. And I was like, and at that point, it was so clear, like it happened yesterday. I looked at the coach and I said to myself, that poor guy, I can't believe he's riding buses and coaching in the American Hockey League. And why would you want to do that? And then, so then I'm like, is he like, what kind of money is he making doing this? Like it can't be great money. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm glad I got my degree, and you know, when I'm done playing hockey, you know, at least I got my degree to fall back on, and I won't be riding buses. And it's obviously you get to appreciate the pro game, and it's not for everybody, but you know, there came a point where when I had the opportunity to get into coaching, I loved it. So being around the players and trying to get them better. It started when I was finishing my playing career, you know, whether it was working with extra guys, setting up drills for myself that helped them. And then the natural transition into the position when I got the job.
Thank you.
Next up is Amy. Go ahead.
Thank you. Also, congratulations as well on your 400th win, Coach. From a goaltending perspective, Zane McIntyre has been dependable whenever he's been in net for you this season. How big of a piece does that play in the success that this team has had, that they know that they can depend on him when he's back there?
There isn't a team in hockey that doesn't have success without good goaltending, and Zane has given us that every game. You know, he was going to the hospital at 2:30 in the morning and having a baby by 4:30, and not a whole lot of sleep, I'm sure, you know, knowing that whole day that he was going to have the baby that night. And then obviously the next day you don't do a whole lot of sleeping, but he came in and practiced and practiced the next day. And, obviously he was able to, the excitement of having a child to be able to put that aside, come in and play for us and play great.
Excellent. That's it for me. Thank you.
Next up is Bob Rotruck.
Hi, thank you. Congrats as well, Scott. And I enjoyed those stories a ton. I forgot to ask you on Saturday. Sam Moran, and he scores the goal, and it's shortly before our game. It's a few hours before. What emotions were you feeling in that moment when Sam scored that goal?
Sam and I have spent a lot of time together, and quite honestly, I don't know that I've ever had a player that came close to doing anything that it felt like a son. Like when your kids have successes, just personally knowing what he had gone through. He's been here the entire time that I've been here, and I've felt his pain as far as getting hurt and seeing him go off to get surgery and getting called up and coming back down and the whole process. And for me, I don't know that there's any other player that I've ever coached that I could have been more happy for, just because of what he's had to endure and what a great person he is, and knowing how much and how passionate he is about the game of hockey, it couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Is his play now, that back on D through March, is it better than we've ever seen from him before? To me, he looks like he's moving better and smarter, and he's the best player he's ever been. Am I correct there?
He had a pretty good run here, the years blend together, but where I felt like, he didn't get the opportunity so much up in Philly, but, I felt down here, it wasn't just about playing defense and defending and being a physical presence. I felt like he was really doing a good job with his puck decisions. And I think also, if there's one other thing that he had back then was stamina, so he's been off, his leg's not nearly as strong as what it's going to be after he has a summer to train. So I think the combination of stamina and just, getting more situations and reads, going back for pucks and making plays, those are two areas that the game is going to get easier for him for next year. And not that he's been bad at either one, but you have to also understand that when you've been away that long, there's a comfort feel that you have. We've repped out things so many times that you just act instinctively and you don't have to think. And so I think that part will improve for him.
Well, and trusting his knee too, but yeah, I think he looks terrific. Okay, that's all I had. Thank you very much. Congrats again.
All right, thank you.
One more question, Coach, if you don't mind. No. Joe, go ahead. We have time for one more question again.
There's no Joe on the screen. Oh, there we go.
Okay, sure, here we go. I came up. Hey, Coach, congratulations on your 400th win. I was wondering tonight what you thought of the play of Zane McIntyre after not playing since the 14th of March, as well as the second part of my question, what you thought of the defensive play in front of them, since I thought the guys had very active sticks tonight.
Yeah, we did. The D did play well in front of them. There weren't too many, even though, they might have had some ozone time. I didn't feel like, other than a few exceptions, they didn't get a lot as far as second opportunities. They didn't get a lot of, grade A chances through our coverage. And when they did, that's when he stood up and made big saves. And obviously it's been tough for him, given that, we've just had some, I don't know, crazy stuff is a word, but, Alex comes down and he's got to play some games, and then Felix had been with the taxi squad, and then he's injured and he's playing, he's not playing. So it hasn't been a very consistent schedule for him. He's obviously played the most, but it's been kind of erratic as far as when he's played, just because of the circumstances, and he's handled it very well. And again, tonight he came up big in critical moments for us.
Thanks, Coach. Again, congratulations. Have a great and safe night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. That'll do it for us tonight. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll get this out as quickly as possible.